Hi, is this Gene?
Yes.
Hey, Gene, this is Ruben calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good, good. I'm just reaching out from customer service and came across your file and want to check in with you. I know we funded a loan for you back in July and you worked with Nicole, so I just want to check in and see how everything is going at your business.
Yeah, man. Everything's going good.
Good, good. Well, just want to let you know as well, should you need any additional funding in the future, we are here to help you. I know you probably have a bunch of lenders reaching out to you, but since you do have that relationship with us, we are happy to help with any future needs.
Right. So, since you said that, so you know that they're reaching out.
Yeah.
How do you
happens.
Know?
Well, from feedback from lots of customers, so I know. You know, it happens. It's kind of like, you know, when you apply for, you inquire on a mortgage, you're going to have multiple people reaching out to you. It's the same way here.
Right. My name goes out there in the system somewhere.
Anytime you apply for any type of credit item, whether it's a credit card, mortgage, auto loan, multiple companies are going to reach out. So, yeah, just how it works, but I just want to let you know, any.
Well, let me ask you a question then, because,
yeah.
I think my last one was what, 30?
Let me check for you. Yeah, 35,000.
I could use some more as right now, but
okay.
I don't know, I don't really need a whole lot.
Yeah.
But some.
How much?
To me, my fee on the last deal, dude, was awful damn high, considering the fee for the first one was lower than that. I don't understand why it went up.
Right.
So dramatically.
You're talking about your rate?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me check that out here. Well, yeah, so this, if we were to do something, this would be a much smaller loan, you know, so it would be considered a second position. We have everything, you know, we need to submit for working capital. All I would really need is, you know, updated bank statements, and then I can get you, you know, a few options and then see what rate, you know, we'll try to get you the best because you're already a customer of ours, so it would be a lot more smoother process.
But it's like starting another application of it?
No, since you already, you know, filled all that out, all I would need is your, if you can get me down your most recent three bank statements, that would work. That's all I need. Yeah. I'll go ahead and send you an email right now with my information. You can reply directly back to there or,
Well, let me tell you what my problem, let me just shoot straight with you 100% tell you what my problem is.
Okay.
It's like this morning.
Yeah.
My account funds are low. But I'm waiting on mail, the U.S. mail, which has become a very uncertain government agency.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting for the mail to bring me $200,000 in checks.
Oh, wow.
But you see what I'm saying? So
I
keep finding myself in these moments where it's like, I feel like there's got to be a solution to my problem.
Right.
And I'm not sure how to manage it or how to figure it out, you know, in management to do it any different. I just don't know what to do. I mean, I did the 30. I want to build the company's credit.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And I wanted to get that stuff started. I didn't know if you know this, but I'm a vendor for KSC.
Okay.
So I'm paving and doing all their ADA handicap upgrades to their buildings and the parking lots. I handle all that stuff through Jay Warden & Sons Paving, and I also do all the roofs for them through another company that I'm engaged
with.
So I have a lot going on, but in other words, my payroll, dude, might be, I don't know, the numbers will show you, but my payroll is $10,000 a week.
Probably. Yeah.
On some weeks, but if we're not working, you know, if the weather, it's kind of up and down depending upon the weather, but I'm only going from KFC job to KFC job to KFC job.
Right.
I'm not really covering as far as what I'm personally doing within my company. I'm just going from job to job because I have work through 2019.
Okay.
To do for them. Now, my son is in Virginia, which is where we're based out of, and he's there running the residential side.
Yeah.
Paving driveways and ceiling and, you know, the core element of our business.
Right.
But, you know, we're growing rapidly.
Yeah.
I bet you my revenue has jumped, I don't know, probably a 5 times jump, you know.
Yeah.
From before I started doing KFC full-time to when I was just doing a mix of residential and commercial paving there in Virginia.
Yeah.
So, maybe I'm just spilling my guts to somebody I hope maybe understands what I'm going through. But in other words, it's like I get the money from them, and then I start spending all the money again.
Yeah.
And I have so much work to do that between equipment payments and payroll and material, I can eat through money. I could probably eat through 30 a week.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So what exactly do you need the capital for?
I would say just day to day.
Okay, just for day to day expenses.
You know what I'm saying? To kind of just hold me over.
Got you.
Well, I know what's gonna happen, dude. I'm gonna do this, and my checks are gonna come before we get through the process, and then I'll do it anyway. You understand what I'm saying? But
yeah,
that's usually how. I just wonder how is there a way to figure out to get it when you need it, but then not necessarily keep the loan, but let's say I needed 20 grand.
Yeah.
Get the 20 grand, but then 2 weeks or a week later or whenever the invoice, you know, whenever the invoice check comes in for the work that I'm doing,
yeah,
pay it off so that I'm not running a returning balance.
Right.
Does that make sense? In other words, I pay that back, and then maybe 2 weeks later I need 20 for a week. And then
gotcha.
I don't know if there's a model for what I'm asking for. I'm just kind of explaining to you now.
Yeah. So you're looking for something that's more revolving that you can just pull in and out when you want.
I think that would serve me better, dude, because I mean I'm making money. You understand? I'm not running in a negative.
Gotcha.
I'm making lots of profit, but it's just I have such a volume of work to do that. You know, if I'm doing a $54,000 project for KFC in Chicago and there's three of them, well, that's 150 grand.
Yeah.
I could probably get two of those in a week.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
I got you.
So then now I've got 60,000 out, and it's only a week's went by.
Yeah.
So the next week, I just might have concrete repair, and I might just have, you know, some bullshitting to do around a couple different other properties that doesn't really soak up a lot of cash money.
Yeah.
But I'm still making profit because we're caulking and fixing and patching and, does that make sense? Doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So,
maybe
I'm not smart enough to manage all this. I'm just trying to figure out, trying to explain to you what I need.
Yeah.
So that maybe you can either know what it is I need or find somebody who could, you know, maybe hook us up with a program that does.
Right.
Give you that option.
Yeah, I mean, we have many programs here. I can definitely, you know, look to see what I can get you, because from the sounds of it, it looks like you're looking for something that where it's revolving credit, where you can pull out when needed and then just pay it back and then just have that always there when needed.
Right, that's it. Like, to be able to trigger it and get it back in my account.
Yeah, so, I mean, we do have a few programs that offer that, but I just have to see, you know, what you can qualify for, and to do that I would, you know, just need the bank statements. So as soon as you're able to get those over, I can review them, and then I can, you know, I can see what I can do. We don't have many programs offer that, but we do have a few. So it just depends, you know, again, on the bank statements. So I'd love to see what I can do for you, and then we can go from there.
All right, you give me an email over and I'll start getting your bank statements.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for your time, Gene. Bye-bye.